We are very fortunate today. We have one of our sponsors in our wonderful studio, and he'll be our second guest. But our first guest this morning is Diana Sheets, and she returns to the Let's Just Talk show to discuss her newest novel, American Sweet. The author asks the question of her readers, what happens when a WASP family becomes multicultural, a little bit Jewish, a bit Hindu, and needless to say, African-American. American Sweet parodies chick flick, romance, and celebrity-driven culture to portray America in the aftermath of 9/11. It's on my list of the best of the 2011 novels. A must read. And I want to welcome Diana back to our show. And, you know, it's so important. So many things have happened since 9/11. May I ask you, why this book? Is it because of 9/11?
In some sense, yes. It was written in the aftermath of 9/11, and I really wanted to ask, how has America changed, and how is the family, the American family, either a real family, a mother and two daughters, which is what the story is about, or the family, this family as a metaphor for America, which really is struggling to find herself after 9/11.
Right, and I know Tom's got a couple of questions, right, Tom?
Hi. Hi, Diane. Hi. This is Tom.
How are you, Tom? Pretty
good. I'm the computer guy that's going to be on later on.
Okay,
so I've got the cliff notes here from your book.
Okay.
But I have some questions. In your book, so how now that we're past 9/11, how is the American family doing from your perspective? How's it doing these days? I mean,
well,
is it struggling or thriving or dying or...
Well, it's not dying. It is both struggling and thriving.
Okay.
So every time in my novel, American Sweet, this family gets together, there's a mother, Rosalind, who's in her 70s, and then she's got a daughter, Sophie, who's in Connecticut raising three boys, and a daughter, Arissa, who's left New York after 9/11, and she really doesn't know why. There's a very dramatic story to head to the Midwest, which he calls the Flatlands, or the land of the overly friendly people. So every time this family gets together, it's a catastrophe. It's a hilarious catastrophe. But they have three different worldviews, and they just can't seem to get together and have it just be an easygoing holiday. And yet they love one another very much. And I think it shows, the struggle America is having, but also some of the challenges in families when they get together after they've become adults and bring new values.
Okay, so especially based on your book, why is the family important? I mean, based on the little bit that I read here about your book, you know, why does it make us laugh or cry?
Well, for instance, the last family gathering, Sophie's children have all embraced different religions. So the eldest one, like his grandmother, who was Christian but converts to Judaism, he embraces Judaism. And the second child embraces Hinduism, and the youngest, like his father, embraces Christianity. So at the family gathering, they're celebrating Kwanzaa because Arissa's brought home an African-American boyfriend. They're celebrating Diwali, which is an Indian religion, actually normally in Thanksgiving time, but they're celebrating it at Christmas. They're celebrating Hanukkah and Christmas. So try to imagine a family gathering where, you know, it seems like every holiday is being celebrated simultaneously. I think it's very endearing.
It is endearing. And, you know, you are a historian. How has your training helped you with your novel? And is part of the story related to your life?
Okay. Yes, as a historian, that really, really influences what I write. I'm writing in the tradition of Tom Wolfe, and particularly his novel, Bonfire of the Vanities. And he also was, he got his PhD at Yale in American Studies. And I felt it was the best portrayal of America I had read, especially New York. So I wanted to do for America, all of America, not New York, the story of America today in the aftermath of 9/11. And I really felt that you couldn't write the same type of story after 9/11. So So I really wanted to have this wide open canvas of America and have, you know, it includes the Midwest and the East Coast, and Arissa has an agent from California, so there's an element of that. And I think it shows also after 9/11, you know, the diary novel and what they call chick lit, these romance stories have really become, and memoirs have become the new American story. So that's all in American Sweet. And I think the readers will really relate to that. In answer to your second question, how does it relate to my life? I grew up in Connecticut, and I spent 22 years in New Jersey, and in 1998, I came to Champaign, Illinois, which is 2 hours south of Chicago, where the University of Illinois is. And it really was an adjustment for me, even though my mother was from the Midwest and half my family had gone to the University of Iowa. Moving to the Flatlands was interesting, and it seemed to me, you know, it's the land of overly friendly people. Everybody always talks to you. They remember your name, and, you know, you really are in a small-town community. So I wanted to write about that sense of dislocation and adjustment, and also I was really struck by the response to 9/11 here. You know, you'd go into small communities, and there would be signs for people in New York and PA saying, "We remember you." And it was really very, very moving for me.
Well,
so I wanted to capture, you know, some of these sentiments in the lives of three women and who constitute one family in America today.
Well, Diane, we're very happy that you could come and experience the over-friendly people. What a great thing to come into.
Yeah,
so
it really is.
I really know nothing about your book, but from what you've said, it sounds like it really focuses on diversity and how that's a good thing and how we can appreciate all of the various things that make us such a great country.
Well, you know, it's really funny, Tom, because one of the things that people say about the Midwest is that, you know, you can just stop and ask somebody a question and they'll answer it and they don't feel strange or anything else. We just kind of accept it, don't we?
That's an assumption.
Yeah. So, you know, when I went overseas, I mean, it was so cool because I would go up and ask somebody in my broken whatever language it is, you know, where I was, how to get there and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I found that they were similar to us here in the Midwest. I never thought of, you know, different states being, you know, or different regions being different. I always thought the South is just a wonderful place to go.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, and then they say the North. I got to say, I really have to tell you this, Diane, I adore the East Coast. And I used to live in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
People, they say, you must be from Jersey, you know. But, you know, I loved it. And I loved South Jersey as well as North Jersey. So I don't think there's anywhere in America that I haven't been able to adjust to.
I can understand that. My wife and I went to New York several times. We have always found the people in Midtown Manhattan to be the nicest. It's like, where did they get this reputation?
Yeah,
they're
I know.
New York. Love New York.
No, there's a lot of Midwesterners now in
well,
New York.
Well, Diane, I understand if I look at your book, I'm going to learn some new words.
That's for sure.
That's correct. And the fact there's a Yiddish glossary because Rosalind swears in Yiddish. And my New York agent who was representing it, who said it was the best Jewish mother he'd ever read, but he said, you know, I know Yiddish and I don't even know all these swear words, so why don't you put in a glossary at the end?
That's a good idea. You know, are you Jewish?
It's a complicated story. My father's family was Jewish, and he immigrated from Germany, and they died in the Holocaust.
Uh-huh.
But he was born and raised Christian, and my mother was Christian. But, you know, that would be enough in Nazi Germany to have me dead. So
mm-hmm. That's for sure.
I'm married to my husband is Jewish, and
right.
So I guess I'm like Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, who she married someone who was Jewish, but she didn't convert. But but I strongly identify with the Jewish culture. I thought American Sweet was also a way of blending the world of Woody Allen with the world of Garrison Keillor, but in a women's fiction format.
And where can people get your book?
Well, right now the easiest way to get it would be on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and there's a wonderful review of it, of my novel, American Sweet, by Nancy Brunson. You can also go to my website and click on the cover of the novel, and it will hyperlink you there. My website is Literary Gulag, and it includes some, quotes by reviewers if you click on the cover. And also, for your readers, I do a lot of literary criticism, so this month on Literary Gulag, there's an essay on Harry Potter and Twilight, if they want to take a look at that.
And I can't thank you enough for joining us today, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Catherine, and thank you, Tom.
All right, and we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk in a few seconds.